My name is Viv. Well, I go by Viv here because my Chinese name is like more complicated for like the language, and usually like people don't really know how to pronounce it, and even I don't know how to pronounce it in English or French. I just know it in Cantonese. So, yeah. My mom gave me like Vivian the name since I was like a little kid, because in China, well, where I'm from, Guangdong, like the city, we have English classes, and so usually we have like teachers coming from like United States or Canada, like, and to teach kids English, and so to kind of like make their lives easier, we all have like an English name, like all the kids. I go by Viv here, and I'm currently playing in several projects. There's this one that's like, we actually just found a name for our project like 4 days ago, because we were like, okay, we're doing shows, like people are asking us like if we have like released music, and we were just like, we don't even have a name yet, so we were like, okay, we're gonna make this happen. And so we decided on the name Echo Nymphia. Echoes, like E-C-H-O, like echoes. It's like, I guess it's really related to the music that we're playing, because we play a lot with like ambient effects. For us, it's like fairy music, you know, it's like music made for like creatures and magic, and just like, yeah, like the forest spirits and the nature. We're like both of us are really, really interested in the nature. So, I mean, both of us, I mean, my harpist and I, Coralie, if you're listening. I also just like recently joined this like really fun, like post-punk-y type of like new wave goth project. We only ever really rehearsed once, but yeah, it's pretty fun playing with these people. And in this band, there's like two synthesizerists. So there's me and another synthesizerist. So it's fun to play with like, you know, two synths in the band. I also want to like release some stuff really soon, because I've been creating just like a lot and a lot. Today on the show, it's really just like a collection of sounds that I recorded during since COVID has started. Not really edited or anything, or like put into a song. It's really just like slices of life, you know, or like my day or my thoughts that I just like put in a mix. It's funny, because I didn't think of it as a piece. I was just like, oh, this is like just a little snippet of all my like media collection, you know. So I think it's gonna be funny for some of my close friends, because they're gonna recognize themselves, and it's just for me, like any sound, any setting is super interesting. Like every moment of life has its own like specialty and like taste. And it's when you start paying attention to sounds that you notice it way more, and you also like think that it's really beautiful. Sometimes, you know, I just like do like urban explorations, and then you end up like under this bridge, and somehow the acoustic there is just super insane. Or sometimes you're like under this highway, and like the fact that the cars are like passing by like left and right on like the bridge, it like kind of makes this like bassy sound, and it's like super like chance generated. It's like super random, you know. It's like it's music, but you find it in your city, and it's like super spontaneous. So I recorded, you know, some moments like that when I was like just exploring the city, and I was like, wow, this sounds really good. Or sometimes like the train passing, it has this like special like harmonies in them. Like it's kind of like this drone that's like always like changing in like harmonics. Sometimes I record conversations of like me and my friends or like my family, and I don't tell them that I'm recording. I find it super, super nice, you know, the human voice and when people talk and that they don't know that they're being recorded, or people's when like some slangs that people say, or like everyone has their own, you know, like speaking words, and they communicate differently. Even it's like the same language, they use different words, different intonations, like everyone's voice is super unique. So a lot of, you know, conversations that I recorded of my friends, and I also put some just like random thoughts sometimes, yeah, because I used to journal a lot, and actually it started taking so much time in my day that like I would write like 10 pages of like journaling or in my journal. So I was like, no, this is taking too much time, I can't do this, but I still have to document my thoughts and, you know, everything. So I switched to recording my voice instead, and I would just like talk super fast, or sometimes I'm like really tired, so you can hear that I'm kind of like sleepy, and that's fun too. That's like another dimension that like recording gives you. It's like, it's not just like writing where, okay, like this is what I'm thinking, this is the story, and then you read it. It's like you hear it and you know how, like the setting, and like also like the voice of the person reveals, you know, like the state that they're in. So yeah, I started recording my thoughts. So my diary switched to like a paper format, to like a voice memos format. But I didn't put a lot of like, you know, the really personal stuff, because yeah, I just put some like some random thoughts sometimes, some random ideas that I have. Yeah, I love archiving and documenting. And like, I love looking back to whatever that I've archived before. It's a super, super cool experience. It's like it's like getting to know yourself more, but like from another perspective and from another time, you know?
夠啦，但係我係覺得佢，當然覺得佢唔啱先捉住佢嚟咁打，咁我就發覺，唉，打唔得啦，已經係從此以後唔可以用呢招。
佢阿子啊，陣時啊，真係佢算佢老虎蟹唔靈妥，老虎蟹嘅咁啊，喊到冇曬氣，絕曬氣啊，就翻短尾啦，我係子尾咁。
佢可以喊到斷氣喎！你叫我哋個女喊下，一喊嘔曬成身嘢出嚟咧，嘔乜？
仲嚇你哥啊！係
啊，
唔識阿碧都係咁嘅，
嘔到
連啲點啊？咁啊，哎呀，個女
位
衰，
唔係啊，唔係啊，我阿碧啊，一
嚇嘔啊！
你啲衰嘢，
講緊嘔啊，係衰嘢係學你，
唔係你都係嘅，一喊就嘔噶啦。
我知啊，即係阿俊以為你講緊嗰啲衰嘢係學我啊。
That's what happens. They're crazy.
but it would be cool if we could actually see the full moon. What's up with that?
Yeah, let's find a spot.
Where is it?
Let's find a spot where we can see the moon.
We should be sitting under the moon.
Yeah.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Oh my god, how did you do that so fast? I literally don't understand. And mine's all like weird. So much. There are so many flowers here of all the colors you can think of. Guy's trying to figure out drop shipping just like me.
They always want you to fucking give them your money and fucking bend over and let them fuck you in the ass because it's fucking ready. They started it out, they fucking
gave you the money and fucking
do shit with you, you know?
Maybe they were
yes.
And the fairies
yes.
dance
I
for
felt
you.
Like it. Look at the fairy on.
Exactly.
Are.
Yeah,
actually
so,
are, you know?
Yeah, the trip like you. Sauf que le problème avec Zoom, c'est que si moi et Christophe, on n'est pas muté, il y a un docking naturel de ton volume à toi qui se fait quand nous on parle. Le docking sur ton volume fait en sorte que le son n'est pas bon, puis ça griche un peu,
okay.
Tu entends la compression. Mais comme si tu dis, muter leurs audios, le son va être correct.
Oh, it's crazy. So, the other day I was biking home and then going around to the garage, and it's usually kind of dark there with minimal light, and I was like, oh my god, imagine someone coming out there, and then scares me. And then literally the moment that I get close to the garage door, a man opens the door with his dog, comes out, and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I wasn't that scared, but I like kind of saw it happen.
With the late water.
You know, I'm trying to get out of the city so bad. I'm like, you know, I just want to do everything everywhere.
Doing things outside is fun, yeah. Well, it's spicy.
I can help you with that. Can I know where's the control center? Control center? There's no control center here. You must have one. Everybody has one. Why control center are you talking?
De nous muter, moi, dans mes oreilles, en tout cas, c'est vraiment meilleur. Là.
Parfait.
C'est vraiment mieux.
Parfait.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see so much crazy stuff happening in our lifetimes, like swings and shifts of like people, governments.
Of course,
and stuff like that. Maybe
life is a trip.
Like,
yeah, it's a roller coaster, ups and downs, always.
Yeah.
Thank you.
have a lot of trouble, you know, like on the technical side, because I'm not a very techy person. But the thing is that in music, it's really hard to avoid that, especially like now everything is somewhat like digitally or electronically based. Even if you play an acoustic instrument, you have to record it somehow for it to be diffused. So for me, like, it was a big blockage at first, like not being able to use a DAW properly or like record something or like getting to know the machines. And I also have, you know, like a classical piano background, a classical and jazz piano background. So for me, like transitioning to the computer or like to any machines was like, okay, this is like a big step. I have to actually like learn this stuff. I remember being really discouraged, but that's also like partly the reason why I decided to go to like music school, because I was like, I'm going to learn all these things here, like all the things I don't want to learn by myself. If I go to school, I'm going to learn them because I'm forced to learn them. Like if I go into electroacoustics, we're for sure going to like learn how all these work. So I'm currently just using, you know, Reaper as a DAW, because I feel like it's a really good program or to use if you want to make sound-based music, like more electroacoustic style, or you can also record instruments on Reaper, so it's perfect. And yeah, before I was like more leaning towards like computer music, really making everything like MIDI-based. But I really, really like actual instruments. So I like recording them and like twisting their sounds around. I really, really like field recordings and just like environmental sounds. So I would like record those sounds, and then you can like treat them in a certain way. You can put them on like Cecilia, which is like how do you explain it? It's like, see, like I'm so not techie, like I know how to use it, but I can't even explain what it is. Like it's super not intuitive for me. I just kind of like, it's like a I just always try things out, and if they work and I like it, I was like, okay, I know how to do it, but I wouldn't know how to explain to people. But it's like a thing where like you just throw in a sound, and then you can like granulate it, or you can like add you can like twist it, just like twist the sounds, the sonics, and like bend them in a certain way, or like add like a resonator or anything. So that's fun. That's a good start to get inspired, because you can hear the sounds while you're like kind of playing with them and like modifying them. But at the moment, I'm making a lot of music on my synthesizers, and I'm just playing synths a lot and exploring all the possibilities within this one instrument. And then I can, you know, like sometimes I add some few recordings or some sounds in the music that I recorded. But yeah, right now I mostly start with my synths and trying to come up with something that I like, and then I build it from there. Nowadays we have this idea that like art needs to be like super grandiose and like experimental and like innovative and like phenomenal for it to be like important and to like have any good feedback or any like place. But you know, like we're surrounded by art. Like life is super beautiful. All the things that we encounter in our daily lives could be a piece of art if you make it a piece of art. So it's just, don't be scared to create. And it can be super small, simple. It can be like in a really small scale, super conceptual, you know. It could be like an idea, you know. Sometimes you can just have an idea, and that could be art if you can find a way to make other people experience your idea as well. So yeah, it doesn't have to be like complex and like super cerebral.
Thank you.
I'm still not sure about like my solo artist name, and also like I don't really have any links. They're kind of just all scattered around. Like I have a SoundCloud. I have my blog, obviously it's like up there, but it's like a super complicated like WordPress website, so you'll have a lot of trouble finding it if I don't personally send it to you. So we can link my blog and I guess my SoundCloud. I'm gonna make a Bandcamp soon though, because I'm gonna release some stuff. I really have to, you know, get on it. Yeah, I have so many things I want to share with like friends and people, so yeah, it's coming.
Girlfriend, get changed. You dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Killajoule, Montreal born and raised, and I've been rocking the deck since 97. I've played with everyone from DJ Kubert to Mixmaster Mike, and I'll be the DJ once again for the second season of La Fin des Faibles on Télé-Québec. I'm here to announce the release of my upcoming EP, Sagittarius, which launches Friday, October 22nd at Ausgang Plaza. Doors open at 7 p.m. LTs will kick things off, followed by performances by End of the Week, Sunday Scratch Sessions, and the legendary B-Girl crew. Live visuals provided by Mourad Benacer. Space is limited, so get your tickets online now at pointdevente.com. The show is a CKUT co-presentation and sponsored by Prohibition.
End near of summer.